KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
What a fun time to spend with Dwayne Kindleberger and Designer Bodies. I am now in studio with Dave Slade. And Dave, a few years ago, you wrote a book called The Christ Virus. A couple years later, you wrote the sequel, Dark Star Rising. And, you know, it's very interesting. In The Christ Virus, you posed the literary question, what is the ultimate terrorist scenario? One that could collapse financial markets, bring governments to their knees, and strike terror into the heart of every person. Salman Hadid knows the answer. Not a single bullet or missile will have to be fired. No explosives were ingeniously hidden from airport scanners. The plan is so simple and completely undetectable, and the U.S. government has made it even easier. With his eyes closed, he could hit the target. Dave, with the coronavirus hitting the world, your book is eerily similar to what's going on today. Tell us about it.
Well, it is, because you know, a virus is more lethal than a bomb by far, because as we're seeing right now, it literally can reduce a nation to sheer panic.
Yeah,
and that's what's happening around the world right now. And it's you know, people start staying at home. Schools shut down. People don't go to work. It's difficult to get materials, and financial markets collapse. And that's what's happening. And so The Christ Virus is a book about a terrorist, Salman Hadid, who believes in the Quran completely. And he comes up with a plan to basically target Christian communities. And so during this particular outbreak of the virus, which is released by this Salman Hadid, Christians refuse to take what they believe is the mark of the beast. Mm. And the mark of the beast in the Christ virus is basically a chip that's implanted to let the government know who's infected.
Right.
And so people are implanted with this chip. Christians say, we're not going to be implanted. The government says, okay, then you have to be completely quarantined. And they move Christians into what's called sanctuaries. And there's sanctuaries all over the government. And Sadid then comes up with a plan on how to eradicate these Christians, because they're all corralled very neatly for him to be able to get at.
Well, of course, the Mark of the Beast is a reference to what a lot of people have seen in movies and stuff, and sadly probably not read in Revelation, about the Mark of the Beast being 666.
Mm-hmm.
And people have speculated that that could be anything from a tattoo to a implanted chip, you know, utilizing technology. But Dave Slade's imagination is running away with all of the gaps in between the Bible prophecy and trying to fill this in, and this is a lot of fun for you.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy taking a scripture and breathing life into it, just the way Jesus did with parables. He took biblical principles, and he wrapped them into stories, and the stories were easy to remember, and that's the same thing with Christian fiction or prophetic fiction, as we call it, to be able to take a story and certain biblical principles, prophetic principles, and then be able to breathe life into them, because it makes it more interesting.
Well, it not only makes it more interesting, but make some parallels, if you would, between what's happening today and the book.
Well, number one, we have a virus. Now, it's pure speculation as to whether this virus was created in a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
In the Christ virus, it is.
Mm-hmm.
In the Christ virus, it's a very deadly combination of a hemorrhagic virus and smallpox. And smallpox, of course, is lethal, because the last person vaccinated against smallpox was in 1979. That means everybody that's 40 years and younger is not vaccinated against smallpox. And smallpox, of course, it has a mortality rate of 30 to 35%, not 3.5%, and much more stable than the coronavirus. Coronavirus can live up to, it looks like, about 9 to 12 days on a solid surface. The smallpox can live for months.
Wow.
Months and months and months. And it was primarily smallpox that wiped out the Plains Indians, and not the U.S. military.
Right.
Smallpox.
Sure.
But in the parallels are this, and that is that when the virus gets released, it begins to cause panic as we're seeing, and you have a run on masks, you have a run on sanitizers, on toilet paper, you name it.
Water.
It's water. It's happening all over. I mean, my wife went out last night to get hand sanitizer, and she called me and said, I can't find it anywhere. Mm. So I went online. I couldn't find it online.
Yeah. I had a friend of mine that went to Costco yesterday and said all the water in Costco, which they have massive quantities at most of the Costcos, most of the bottled water was gone.
Yes. So that's what happens. That's what also happens in the Christ virus. And then society literally begins to shut down. Mm. And of course, in the ultimate scenario is when the government has to come in and impose martial law.
Yeah.
To be able to restore order.
You know, I was in an interesting scenario myself. My daughter goes to school out in California, and she's graduating in May, and she planned a trip to go down to Cabo. I believe the school actually put together a little cruise, and it was going to be a nice week-long thing to do over spring break. And when the coronavirus thing started 2 weeks ago, I literally had this thing in the pit of my stomach, oh, please, God, don't let her go on this trip.
Right.
And I expressed my displeasure and as kindly and gently as I could. Look, I'm worried about this. Well, Sunday, she was supposed to leave on Sunday afternoon. She called me on Sunday morning and said, Dad, I've decided not to go. I'm going to tell you right now, those were the sweetest words I have heard in a long time.
I bet.
And, you know, I'm thankful that her mother talked her out of it. Her brothers and her sisters were all after her,
yeah.
All separate from me. I didn't actually campaign and, you know, try to get everybody on my side.
Right.
Everybody had the same discernment, and she made a wise decision. But it's baffling to me why... You know, you have two or three cruise ships with massive amounts of infection. Why aren't the cruise ships just, I know it's going to affect their business terribly, but I don't see how you can go on a cruise in this environment.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be cutting back radically. There's always going to be people that are looking for bargains, and I'm sure they're going to get some great bargains right now. I know CDC has stated that they do not want people flying or going on cruise ships, and what the airlines are doing is now they are reducing the number of flights.
Yeah.
They're cutting them back because I read an article the other day that said that basically it's like ghost flights.
Right.
Nobody's on the airplanes right now. And Holly and I had planned a trip up to go skiing this last week up in Colorado, and we decided to drive instead of fly.
Mm. Well, and of course our economy is being affected in a drastic way. I think we've had a 12 to 15% drop in the Dow over the last week. It recovers one day and then it just drops drastically. And that's just because everybody's now realizing that we have to capture this virus. We have to quarantine people. We have to give it that life that it has and let that expire. And maybe that's the way you defeat it. But there's really brilliant minds out there trying to stop it.
Yeah. And there's actually a prototype of a vaccine right now that's been created. But the testing that we have to go through in the United States can take up to a year. Now, the government may, if this virus really becomes absolutely terrifying here in the United States, they may override that.
Dave, how do you feel about, you know, we're not on the show because we think that you've now written some scripture, so to speak, and you were divinely inspired. But the truth is God's given you a lot of insight into how something like this could actually happen. You remember the movie with Dustin Hoffman called Outbreak?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was
about 20 years ago.
That was a virus that was released. That was part of a designed, you know, chemical warfare type deal.
Hemorrhagic virus.
Yeah there you go. And killed many, many people.
Yeah.
And then of course, you know, in the dramatic fashion that came up. How many of these ideas did you incorporate in the Christ virus?
Well, I did a lot of study on virology and read many, many books because I didn't know anything about it. And I'm not an expert on it, but I learned quite a bit. The movie Outbreak and the Christ virus are actually based on a very real event that happened, and that is the director of bioweapons in the former Soviet Union exposed their program after he defected. He defected in the late 1990s. And he let the world know that the Soviet Union had about 30,000 gallons of smallpox.
Wow.
And they were creating these incredible master killer viruses. They had combined the smallpox with other types of virus to make it even more virulent. And so this is not fantasy. This was really happening despite an international ban on any type of experimentation with creating bioweaponry.
Right.
And so Soviet Union was doing it. And then they found a computer in an ISIS camp not too many years ago over in Syria, I believe, with designs on how to create a virus and how it would be released. It's very simple, actually, to create smallpox in a laboratory.
Yeah.
And smallpox would be absolute killer today.
Well, we're talking about some pretty dark stuff, but also some interesting, fun, intriguing stuff. And we're going to be back with Dave Slade after these messages to talk with him about how you might be not only intrigued with his book, but encouraged as well. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextraction.com.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
Author Mark Twain was well qualified to make the following observation. A classic book, he said, is something that everybody wants to have read, but nobody wants to take the time to read. We could paraphrase his observation by saying that everybody wants to be educated, but not everybody wants to get educated. Success has been defined as the moment when preparation meets opportunity. You can have all the opportunities in the world, but if you aren't prepared, they will pass you by. Are you working hard to prepare yourself for the opportunity you're praying God will give you? Well, this is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's reasons to live a prepared life on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our good friend Dave Slade, Dave Slade and Associates Realtors, a longtime sponsor of KNKT. He's a Bible teacher here at Calvary Albuquerque. Men's Bible study going well?
Going very, very well. He's studying as in the days of Noah.
Yeah. And as in the days of Noah, we're in some similar days today.
Yes, we are. We're seeing the prophetic fulfillment of Matthew 24 right now.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a difference between Christ and a virus. How'd you marry those things two together?
Yeah, it's an interesting combination of words to create the phrase, the Christ virus. I didn't come up with a name on it until pretty much the end of the book. And I don't want to give the whole plot away, but the virus is something obviously that that brings fear, and Christ brings hope. And so, with this virus being out of control and people dying, Christians were being blamed in my story. But through it, the hope of salvation for the world, the solution to be able to kill the virus was in Christ. And I'll leave it at that.
There you go. So you need to pick it up. I know Parchments at Calvary Albuquerque has copies. In fact, I picked up one Sunday, so we hope that there's more copies over there. But a lot of people are really interested in this. The coronavirus has really hit the world hard. You can already see how it's affected international economies, global economies. And it's just because everybody is scared and terrified.
It is, and it really affects people more my age. In fact, I don't know of anybody under 10 years old that's gotten the virus. So, and it really, what it deals with is people with a weak immune system. So if you have a compromised immune system, then obviously the virus could be very, very dangerous.
Dave, tell us how you get hope by focusing and looking at Bible prophecy. I know there's some other Bible teachers on KNKT like Dr. David Jeremiah in San Diego. He loves Bible prophecy.
Yes. Yeah, I love prophecy too and have for many, many years. And I get hope from it because when you see prophecy being lived out today, pestilences, well, that's one of the what's going on today with viruses, and we've seen a proliferation of viruses in the last 50 years. We've seen polio, we've seen AIDS, we've seen the Asian flu, the Hong Kong flu, we've seen Hunter virus, we've seen Dengue fever, Lassa fever, which is now breaking out throughout Nigeria. Almost two-thirds of the country now is infected with Lassa fever, which is a hemorrhagic virus, Ebola, and the list goes on and on and on. And so these are all 20th century viruses. And so that's a fulfillment of what Jesus talked about in the end times, in the last days. He said there would be pestilences. There would be wars and rumors of wars, and there would be earthquakes. And that's what we're seeing. That's what's happening right now. So where's the hope? The hope is that when you see prophecy come true, you can believe the whole Bible. These prophecies are fulfillment of literally of scripture. And so if they're being fulfilled, everything else in the Bible is going to come true. We have hope in that. And also we have hope that we know we're living in the last days. They're not going to last forever. Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon, and the signs are everywhere. And Jesus said, when you see these things happening, look up, because your redemption is near. To me, that's great hope.
Dave, when you look at people that are right now, I don't know if they're overreacting, I don't want to state it that way, but they're reacting in a way that's pretty passionate to this. You know, they've bought, you know, 50 gallons of water, and they've bought every item of canned food they can possibly find in every supermarket. And, you know, that it's kind of interesting because your wife is very involved with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yep.
And I can only imagine that some of the groceries she needs to feed kids are now missing from shelves.
That's absolutely true. That's
and
already
so
happened.
The whole thing is just, you know, snowballing.
Yeah.
And it's very scary. So where do you see things going from this point?
Well, in terms of the virus, we don't know where the end is going to be. We hope that when the warm weather approaches, that the virus will fade out. That's the hope. That's what the CDC is hoping for. If not, then our hope lies basically in a vaccine. But a vaccine could be a year away. So right now, we have to take the precautions that the CDC has urged. You know, approach it like it's flu season. Wash your hands, cover your mouth, you know.
Probably not a lot of handshakings, maybe some knuckles is okay.
Even elbow bumping, the CDC is saying to no. Yeah, they have discovered now that the safe distance is not 6 to 9 feet, but 15 feet.
Wow.
15 feet, which is why getting on an airplane or being on a cruise ship is a real problem because you're in the contaminated zone.
Yeah. Well, I know a big fan of March Madness coming up.
Yeah.
They're talking about literally they're going to play games, but play them with no attendance.
Yeah, that's what the NBA is doing. Mm-hmm. The NBA's already said that. You know, universities are shutting down across the country tonight. Stanford, University of Washington. I know another major university in New York. I think you're just going to see more and more of this, unfortunately, until we get a real handle on the virus, on how to be able to contain it.
Yeah. Are there things that our leadership in countries can do to prepare for this type of thing, or is there no way to anticipate
the
next virus?
I think what the president did was right, and when he was criticized heavily for it, and that is basically quarantining the people that were coming from these countries initially. You know, nobody knew exactly how fast this would spread. And we know right now there's two different strains of the virus, unfortunately. It is mutating. And that's what happens in my story. The virus mutates, and it becomes completely airborne. Wow. An airborne virus basically means that somebody can sneeze and the virus can actually live in the air for several minutes and then float down the road to somebody else and they get it. And of course, that's the ultimate nightmare.
So let's go back to the Christ virus. So that's your first book.
And then first novel, yeah.
Yeah. Then you had a sequel called Dark Star Rising.
Dark Star Rising is the rise of the Antichrist. So there's a trilogy. The third one will be out probably in the next couple of years. And it's basically a trilogy that takes off from Matthew 24. The pestilences, the rise of the Antichrist, and then the tribulation. And so that's the trilogy.
That's the trilogy. Tell us a little bit about Dark Star. Couple year gap in between those two novels?
Yeah, I think there's a gap of about 3 to 5 years, if I recall.
But did you have it in mind while you were writing the first one?
No, not really. You know, first novel, I gave everything to that. It was difficult. I was a newspaper reporter, trained as a journalist to write nonfiction. And writing fiction, of course, is completely different. And it took quite a while. I think about a good 3 years to write that first book.
So when you start reading about things like the Mark of the Beast, mm-hmm. kind of non-specific, does your imagination just go wild about how end times are going to be and you just start creating things?
Well, you know, I think that this whole Mark of the Beast, when they're talking about on a forehead or in a hand, most people now believe it's going to be a chip of some kind.
Yeah.
And ironically, these are the two locations that scientists have said will be the best for a chip. In fact, I think Denmark, I believe it is now, about half the country is chipped. And there's a little video where a guy walks up to a Coke machine and waves his hand over the little scanner and out comes the Coke. And so all of their financial information is embedded in this chip. Wow. And so that's already here.
Yeah. Well, I see people do that with their cell phones. Of course, we used to watch things like Star Trek, and they'd have the little communicator, the little logo on their lapel, and they'd push that, and it would beep funny. We never thought that would happen, but that's exactly what we have today. So it's interesting how people like yourself, creative people, thinking and imagining, a lot of those things come true.
Well, you know, you and I grew up, I'm a little bit ahead of you, but Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
Remember the radio watch?
Sure.
We never thought that would happen.
Yeah.
And people run around with iWatches now, and it's like, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And you can run Excel spreadsheets and things on those little tiny things. I mean, it's crazy all the things you can do. The computing power is absolutely amazing. Yeah. Dave, when you talk to people about your book, I know you want to encourage them. You don't want them to be panicking.
Right.
Give us some encouragement.
Well, the Christ virus ends with a great ending. And Jesus saves the day through one man, which is representational of what he did for the whole earth.
Yeah.
And so it ends well. And there is hope, and there's always hope in Christ. And even though this virus is out there and it's raging through the country and the world right now, our hope is in Christ.
Yeah.
And he will protect us.
Yeah. I can only imagine that you need 25 hours in a day because you're running a real estate company, you're doing commercial, you're writing books, you're supporting your wife and her ministry. Man, more power to you, my friend.
I wish I had 25 hours.
Thanks, Dave. We appreciate
you
being on
ABQ. Appreciate it.
Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.